This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says Israeli forces rescued two hostages early Monday, storming a heavily guarded apartment in the Gaza Strip.
The hostages, aged 60 and 70, were held captive in harsh conditions. They were intentionally held in the middle of a civilian neighborhood, inside a civilian building, to try and prevent us from rescuing them. But we did.
And AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports on a Russian drone barrage throughout Ukraine.
Russia has launched a barrage of 45 drones over Ukraine as Kyiv changes more military leaders. In a 5.5-hour barrage, Russia launched drones that attacked agricultural facilities and coastal infrastructure throughout Ukraine. Ukraine's military said that a strike in the Mykolaiv region had injured one person, sparking a fire and damaging residential buildings. Its air force also said it had shot down 40 of the Iranian-made Shahed drones over 9 different regions. The strikes come as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continued his shake-up of military commanders in a bid to maintain momentum against attacking Russian forces. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. Senate will attempt to steer a $95 billion aid package containing aid for Ukraine and Israel to passage this week, following months of delays, even as it lacked any guarantee that the House of Representatives will back it. On Sunday, the bill got a boost when the Senate voted to move it past an important procedural hurdle. And Argentina's president visited Pope Francis in the Vatican on Monday, seeking to make up with the pontiff, whom he is